Blog Talk Radio.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately, the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip-hop.
Shaman's on the street, Santonio Bandanas. Check it out, it's going down, November 13th, over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real, all kills, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
Supply the symbol, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle, after the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of six, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boy shit.
Hard to came a rapping, rap, they can't perfect it. Rap, they leave it unbroken, I'm rapping, the cops, their veins neglected.
Not consuming this bright light, luminous. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I saw you places in the world where the truth lies. And villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me, you better pull kings. Cause I gotta
bring music for your soul like rings and black eyed peas. Plus I spit doper than black in the IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holla back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
November 13th, Dope Emporium, Seattle's Hip Hop Festival. Come on out, all age. It's free from 4 p.m. to midnight. Tonight I am so excited to bring to you the ladies of Dope Emporium 2010. I know we hear a lot about the men, the hip-hop artists, the MCs, the rappers, you know, from the Pacific Northwest. But we do have some women, some amazing, amazing, talented women that represent the Pacific Northwest also. And tonight, I have the pleasure of bringing, I believe, three of them to you. So, and I believe that all three are on the air right now, so let me bring them in. Caller from the 253-219 area code, you're on the air with Lady Flava.
Hey, this is Lady Taze.
Hey, Lady Taze. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming by.
Good deal. I sent you some things in your inbox, too, so you should have those.
I know. I did get it, but... But I haven't had a chance. I got here too late to pull up to see what it actually was. So you might, girl, you might have to spit live for us if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay. So caller from the 2019 area code, you're on the air with Lady Taze and Lady Flava.
Hey, what's going on? This is Chelsea.
Hey, Chelsea. Welcome, darling.
Thank you.
All right, and then the next caller is 206-214. You're on the air with Chelsea, Lady Taze, and Lady Flava.
What's up, y'all? How you doing? This is Akua. And,
hey, Akua.
Yeah.
Hey,
good deal. So the three of you, the three of you have not actually met, correct? Or,
correct.
No.
I think in different venues, but not formally. Yeah.
Okay.
Akua, you know Chelsea.
I know. Well, Chelsea and I have met before. We've been on one show before, Dope Emporium together, and I think we yeah, so we met.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Wonderful. So tonight it's going to be all about you, ladies, and. Unfortunately, I just got to work and logged on, so I was not able to upload Lady Taze's pieces. So I'm hoping that we will be able to twist her arm to do one live. And from what I understand, Chelsea, you're going to be spitting live. And Akua, darling, you are too, correct? Everybody's quiet now on me, huh?
Yep, I will.
Oh, I'm ready. I stay ready, so I never have to get there. So, you know, I get what was asked for me, but, you know, I'm flexible.
Okay. So, Lady Tose, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell us a bit about yourself as an artist, all the endeavors that you're involved in, and what you anticipate we are going to experience at Dope Emporium 2010?
Oh, my gosh.
So much to ask of you, huh?
Really excited about, not a lot at all. I mean, I'm ready for this. I'm built for this. So none of this stuff really intimidates me or scares me at all. So don't think for 1 minute that it's too much. But I'm just overwhelmed, okay. Really. I'm really looking forward to Dope Emporium 2010. Very, very excited to see a showcase of different artists from the town come together and collaborate. We have some special guests that will be in attending that are not necessarily engaged as artists, but are definitely in tune with what we have going on and what's going with the town is having going on. People are really excited, really, really excited. If you look on the internet, people are very, very excited. It's been the top at all of the several venues that I've been to most recently. And I'm looking forward to it. It's my next show, and dedicating this as my only show in Denver outside of last week, well, Monday, at the All Women Showcase at Contour. But this is my second show for November. I'm really excited about. A little bit about myself as an artist. I've been doing music for about 10 years now, just kind of underground and do for self, and you know, combination of just different artists independently. And then more recently, 2008, started to go into it more professionally, as I would say. So I started to focus on my music as a career, and have been working, you know, for the last 2.5 years on just building my brand as an artist. I started out as, you know, gangster rapper. I was kind of telling you a little bit earlier, a little while ago, but started out gangster rapping and battling and just some of the traditional ways that music comes to the community. But started to see my music evolve more and more and started to transition into a conscious artist, which is really more reflective of my lifestyle, and have been very happy doing that for the last 2.5 years. So.
Okay. Now, do you want to talk about your foundation that you have?
Awesome. Yeah, Foster Enterprise. So fosterenterprise.org is a foundation that I founded 2 years ago, and it's a youth and community leadership program in the Tacoma Hilltop area. And we work with kids between the ages of 12 and 24 on leadership, empowerment, and academia. LEAH is the model that we created, the LEAH model. And it's just been just very fulfilling, very, very fulfilling. Last year we were able to service over 1,300 kids with no help from the city, no funding, all private donors, and myself also. And have just been really looking forward to next to this following year, that's coming up with getting the kids back on the road and stepping more in terms of academic leaders assist them with their education, whether it be college models, high school prep, high school equivalent, or even in the middle school with 12-year-olds or so, and prepping for college. Mm-hmm. So really, really excited. Really excited about that. Thank you, Lady Flavor.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for those that, you know, are touched by this program. I just, you know, when you talked about it the other day on the show, I was just so impressed, and it warmed my heart because it's something that I believe that, you know, our young people need, our communities need, you know. So I thank you, you know, for stepping up and doing this, you know, for our young people, because it is something that should be valued and greatly appreciated. So before we go any further, I'm just going to jump in here, and I'm going to play a track by Julie C. She is a female MC out of Seattle, Washington. That girl, you know, when I first heard her some of her tracks, I'm like, oh my God, she's a monster. And so she was supposed to be on the show tonight. She unfortunately wasn't able to make it, but I thought, you know what, let me go ahead and play a track of hers, you know, just because. So this is Julie C. with Knox Family, and this is called These Streets.
Violence is a symptom, not the disease. Like Angel says, eradicate the roots and not the leaves. Politicians and armchair leadership say youth are a priority. But in MLK Junior County, 73% of general funds go to law, justice, and safety, a.k.a. jailing, prosecution, policing, while only 6% goes to human service. But prevention's a priority. Education's a priority. Why is the city of Seattle dropping $110 million to open a new jail we don't need, while the district can't even find a measly 3.6 to keep our schools from closing? Want to know what's really going on? Just follow the paper trail to downtown, Olympia, Wall Street, D.C. As long as poverty pimps keep profiting from our problems, we can't wait for change. We gotta create our own solutions straight from the people's movement. That's why we keep it pushing.
All right, that was These Streets featuring Miss Julie C. and Tony Hill from Knox Family. So, Lady Cosmic.
Oh, wow. Tony Hill.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Very
so, Lady Taze, did that get you warmed up to be willing to spit live for us?
Oh, yeah. I always am. Wow, that was amazing. Wow. Wow, that was amazing. Yeah, definitely.
Give us a taste of what we might experience from you come November 13th at Dope Emporium.
Awesome. Okay. So I said, I used to be that girl sitting, wishing that someone saw her, standing at the bus, I'm not knowing that even my father, mistaken that even lust, plus money, problems, and sinners, closed mind to the truth. Fast money's addictive. Thinking I was cute, my makeup outline was black. Short nappy pointing to the side and wishing I wasn't black and wishing I wasn't poor. God said, don't use the suit now, sick, money and drugs. Lord knows, he told the truth. Pride now. You can tell me then I'm naive, cause I'm a little grower, ain't building others to feed. My little cousins like my seeds, and they expecting me to love, respect, and get it. I'm modeling how to be. They're modeling after me. Inside, all I do is cry, cause we are products of a curse. Family secrets and lies. If they happen to deny, if they didn't forget it, we the royal ghetto family, as good as that ever meant, as good as it ever gets, cause now I'm up in this ride. A good girl gone scared, hiding it with her eyes. How I'm making them lie, how we look at my thighs. Fast money decisions. Money desensitized and grown now, but all I really am is a teen. I need a way to ease anxiety without nicotine. I need a way to raise my image up so I make a scene. Now I'm fighting at the party group of girls on my team. Follow me to the fastest way to nowhere. I'm about to try to be the hardest and act like I don't care. They recognize me, I stare in my eyes, ain't even glare. I give them all this pain inside it like it's out of nowhere. Crazy now, nowhere. Yes, now I always did. It's hard to try to be a family woman as a young kid. Not the goodness I live, hard to believe that I did. It's hard to try to be a family woman as a young kid.
Woo! Hey,
woo!
Hey. Hiya! I cannot wait. I cannot wait for November 13th. Amazing. I have to say, you know, I was blessed to see Miss Lady Taze at Cool Out 19 perform with Laura Peace Kelly. I also was blessed to see her sit live at the Black Sax album release party for Talking Buildings. She is absolutely amazing, not only beautiful, but just very, very gifted and talented and conscious. And, yeah, I cannot wait for November 13th to see you on stage again. So moving down the line, let's go to Miss Chelsea. You are somebody who is new to me, and I'm very, very sad that I have not had the opportunity to hear you and experience you yet, but I guess I will for sure at Dope Emporium 13. I was going to say Dope Emporium 13, but November 13, and I can't wait. And then I hope that I'll have the opportunity to experience, you know, your talents after that point. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Chelsea, you as an artist, and what you think people will experience at Dope Emporium 2010.
Well, okay, so I've been a spoken word artist doing poetry for performing as a spoken word artist for about 8 years on the Seattle scene and performing and competing in the Seattle Poetry Slam. Let's see, what do I think that people will expect to see when they come out on November 13th. Obviously, the dopest lyricist, just the best artist that we have in Seattle, and a good show. I mean, always a good show, a good presentation, and it's something to really look forward to.
Exactly. I agree. I think that is going to be, you know, something to look forward to. I think it is going to be a variety of absolutely amazing talents. It's not only going to be just, you know, spoken word artists, just as Chelsea is going to be representing, but it's going to be MCs to DJs to B-boy, B-girls, graffiti artists. All the elements of hip-hop are going to be present. And so I'm excited about this. It's bringing community together along with the hip-hop community, and it's also going to be uplifting youth. So this is going to be an absolutely amazing experience. Now, Chelsea, are there going to be other spoken word artists besides yourself attending that you know and performing?
Yes.
Okay.
There will be another very, very talented spoken word artist, Amber Flame. Who's also a part of the Seattle Poetry Slam scene. And another up-and-coming poet by the name of Aaron Reeder, who I just sort of recently discovered, and I feel like he has some nice words, good presentation, a really great performer to come out also. So we'll be talking about, community, touching on issues like violence in the community. And we're going to be talking about what's dope. So it should be pretty cool.
Okay. So are you ready to spit live for us and give us a taste of what we will experience from you?
Of course.
Okay.
So I'll just do a little piece. The beginning half of it is something that I did for the Think Tank compilation. So here we go.
Okay.
Like poltergeists, they want us stuck in our own static, stagnant, motionless and plastic. See, they pushed me off the train, expecting me to chase it, but I refused to walk the track. And before that happens, I slaughter my soul on a tree with strange fruit. See, it's hard to tell the truth when our history tells lies. Like Nikki said, the revolution is not between my thighs. And if the mission is to make me a workhorse, let's tattoo mules on their elbows, drag them through the mud in this prostitution cyclone. Might as well have them a heyday in an internet frenzy. Pornographic sweat clips, find them cheap on eBay. My body is a vessel, protecting my soul, hiding Janie's sanity from mammies and sambos who keep a dancing just to stay alive in this comedic media riffraff. Calling us all hoes, misfits and sideshows. Well, ho, 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 these red lips, unfasten the reins hold. Free me from these reality TV psychos, hot video claps, chain gang lean backs. This poem is for little girls who are lost in miniature sound bites and for the young men who are lost to trying to find the limelight.
So
that's
a little
piece right there.
Wow, that's just a little piece, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That says a lot. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
So, man, I cannot wait. I cannot wait to meet you and
I can't wait to meet you.
I'm like, how come this girl has never come to my coffee shop when we used to have the open mic there? I'm like, sad. I'm so sad. But anyway, I'll get to meet you at Dope Emporium, and I can't wait. So, Ms. Kua, before we get to you, you know I have to play this promo again because it just makes me excited, and I think that it'll get the listeners and everybody else excited. So let me go with the Dope Emporium promo.
Okay.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip-hop.
Shemans on the street, Santonio Bandanas. Check it out, it's going down November 13th over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real. All kill, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
Supply the civil, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle. After the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of six, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boy shit.
Hodge became a rapid, rap, they can't perfect it. Rap, they leave it a broken, I'm rapping the cops, their names elected.
Not consuming this bright light, luminous. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I show you places in the world where the truth lies. And villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me, you better fold kings. Cause I gotta
bring music for your soul like rings and black eyed peas. Plus I spit doper than black in an IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holla back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
All right, Dope Emporium 2010, November 13th at Washington Hall. This is an all-age event, free from 4 p.m. to 12 midnight. I was so excited, ladies, to be at UPC the day that this was all created and watching these artists come together and collab and create the audio, video, and the audio and the video for Dope Emporium. It was so exciting to me, so I play it as often as I can, so don't mind me. But Miss Akua, darling, I do want to bring you in. You are somebody who's near and dear to my heart and some very, 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 very special. You started out with me at Flava Coffee House, and, you know, you stayed in my corner, and I love and appreciate you so much. And I'm so excited to know that you are going to be performing in Dope Emporium 2010. So why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you think that people will experience at Dope Emporium.
Okay, thank you. Little bit about me. Originally from New York and moved to Seattle 3.5 years ago. And basically my background in music is I began as a musician at the age of 8 playing piano. And then I took up violin at 13. And after I graduated high school, I wanted to go into business. Well, I wanted to go into music, but I also wanted to do business, so I attended Howard University for about 2 years, studied international business, and while I was there, I got a publishing deal to write for a group that was on MCA Universal, and so during that time, I was able to develop myself as a writer and then also write for another artist group. One of the artists, she's a female MC, she's out there now, but I rewrote some of her work before our deal folded. So that kind of was the, the thrust, it springboarded me into hip hop. But I always rhymed ever since I was 13. I was writing lyrics and, doing production for my brother and, little things like that. So I always kind of had a knack for music and kind of an ear and for different rhythms and different stuff that, just makes people realize, oh, okay, I'm feeling that, And so since I've been here on the West Coast, I've been exposed to a whole, new perspective on things and how, the music industry works on an independent level and how things can actually elevate from, from just ground zero. And I've just been steadily building myself up more and also creating, a larger space for myself as an artist and expanding boundary-wise what I can do classically as a violinist, as an MC, and making that possible, which I think is important for young people to see as well. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, I was able to hear you. I'm sorry somebody had come into the office. So Akul, what do you think that people are going to experience on November 13th at Dope Emporium?
I think they're going to be surprised. They're going to find that they're going to find something very rare and unique about this showcase. It's probably going to be very, very dope as it is stated, because the montage of artists and the depth of the talent that's going to be in there, it's going to be butter. It's going to be, it's just going to be what it is. And the energy I feel is very, very, very good. And, you know, already I feel it's, you know, it's not a competition kind of thing. It's really about bringing oneself forth and giving, you know, of oneself as an artist to the best of the ability, to the extent of what hip-hop really means. And I think that is really going to put some roots down in Seattle for a long time to come.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing about yourself. I mean, there's just so much more to you, and I definitely need to have you back on the show, all of you ladies back on my show at some point to do just individual
Thank you.
You know, so, Miss Akua. I'm sorry.
Lady Flavor, I know I just got a text from Peace, and she's on the line. So I don't know what she has to do to get patched in, but she's been on for a while.
So who is this?
Laura
P. Kelly?
On the line. Yes, she said she's just waiting to be queued in.
Oh, I don't see any other numbers lit up. So I don't know. I don't know if there's a chance that you can do a three-way or do a conference call with her.
Let me three-way her in real quick,
Okay. So while you're doing that, Lady Tozik, why don't you, Akua, can you sit a piece by for us?
Sure.
Hey.
Sit a piece from way back when.
Okay.
All right. This is a rhyme written by an intellect, of course. It wasn't very hard. It didn't take much thought. Just put the pencil to the paper and words start to percolate. I don't subterfuge, nor do I perpetrate a fraud. Because with my rhymes, I drop knowledge. With the words I recite, people think I've been through college, but my intellectual being is a capacity of knowledge I hold. I don't try to get bold with other people because you're my brother and sister. Under God, we're all equal. As I enlighten you and write with rhymes just like dynamite, I keep your head bopping with a dope rhyme that excites you no matter what you say or what you do. I keep your head bopping, and you know that is true. When I pick up the mic, I drop a rhyme like Fadola, bring game to the center like my name is A. Bolo, birthplace Brooklyn, but I'm here in Seattle where cats ain't afraid to bring the whole world to battle. Rhyming over antonyms, rhyming over airplay. Keep your eardrums ready, I'm bringing out the mixtape. They try to anchor my talent for 4 years, but brings me to tears when I think about the tears, the fears, and the loss, because it costs me to just bring it to you like I'm the boss. I'm a just end it right here and let y'all just go to the
I don't think I heard that piece. Okay.
Wow.
I'm excited, you guys. You guys are representing the women well. Okay.
Peace should be queued in. Peace, are you queued in?
Yes, I'm here. What's up? I lost my voice for a minute there.
Peace and blessings, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Kelly. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing this evening?
I'm very good. So are you going to be performing at Dope Emporium also?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Oh,
that's exciting.
All right, yeah.
Okay, so why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Laura Peace Kelly, and let the listeners know what they might expect at Dope Emporium 2010.
I'm an MC, I'm a producer, vocalist, you know, singer-songwriter. I've been involved in the arts education movement here in Seattle for quite a while, teaching since I was about 21, doing workshops for inner city youth, primarily with Arts Corps, most of my my music is based in, I would say, like, the origins of jazz or soul, R&B, and maybe some bluegrass. My grandmother is a pretty well-known Seattle jazz musician. Her name is Ruby Bishop. She still performs twice a week. She's at the New Vito's every Saturday and Sunday, jamming at the age of 91.
Wow.
She was one of the original... one of the original members of the local 493 Black Jazz Musicians Union. And for the most part, I'm just, you know, upholding her legacy, trying to compose songs and make songs of the future. more recently, I've been completing a new album. It was going to be called The War Is Over. Right now it's kind of untitled, but I got about, you know, 10 tracks up on the new joint. It's nice. I have two albums already completed. The first one is Peace, a self-titled album, and the second album was Street Smarts, the story of a true school B-girl. I won a Hollywood Music Award for that album. I was the only female nominated in the hip-hop category out of about, well, 100 finalists. I was the only female, and I ended up winning, so that was pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's all right. It's nice because, you know, Hollywood's an interesting town, especially their portraits of music and as they relate to urban arts and culture in particular. Right now, my ultimate goal, I think, in my business as it relates to music is to help educate, you know, the mainstream about the perspective of real artists like Nose to the Grindstone, artists up in the Northwest who have been really founding a movement and a legacy through their art, just on a really even continuum, just a lot of pioneers and people that are, you know, what I would say, unsung heroes, for lack of a better term. You know, but I mean, we do what we do. So I guess what you can expect to hear from me is I got a couple tracks with Chris Henderson, who produced Blame It on the Alcohol. You know, it's some peace type music, but it's a Chris Deep Henderson production. So that's some more sort of like new, I would say, for me, a little bit more experimental, but more common to the pop ear. Then I got a new Drummer Boy beat that's on the new album, which is nice, just to have some new production from other cities. So you'll probably hear some of that. Okay. You might hear some spoken word poetry. I usually do the spoken word thing as well. So
that's exciting. You're representing our city well. All of you ladies are representing our city well, and I very much appreciate all of you being on the show tonight. So, Miss Laura Peace Kelly, would you be willing to spit a piece live for us?
Oh, you said spit a piece live?
Yes.
Yeah, for certain.
Okay. I put you on the spot, okay. Huh?
Yeah, let's see. I'm on my BlackBerry, so, you know, it's funny. I come from the era of hip-hop where, you know, we were heavily influenced on the West Coast by, you know, like the Hieroglyphics and, you know, Far Side Dell, as well as, you know, just like the Good Life and the Bay Area movement of MCs. And my guy Reese came to me with the beat, This Is How We Chill from 93 Until. And so This is like a little tribute to the 2010 version of This Is How We Chill. Yeah, now we Twitter and we chat live. I'm kind of bitter, cats is rapping about how rap died. We went from reel to digi hard drive. It's like my life is a reality show lost in real time. So now I gotta ride. My crew is so sick, flagship banner, we at you. Double click, quick log on like a live fire wire. It's the great strike back of the mighty empire. My head is in the sky through a live satellite. You can find me anytime, but these texts megabyte. I get my sheen on, maybe palladium. I keep setting goals, World Cup stadiums. I'm sure somebody probably want to stop me. They're going to make a few more boring carbon copies. My beats bang, and it's a big band. I'll start a couple blogs for dogs and a page for my fans. It's a 2010. I'm all up on my touchpad. Freaking totally awesome, man. Rap is rad. You know, just some little 2010 piece
little wraps up in my BlackBerry.
All right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm so, yeah. So I, Lady Tones, I thank you so much for bringing Laura Pease Kelly in. I apologize for not being able to see you in the queue. But ladies, you are definitely going to come out and represent us proud at Dope Emporium 2010. It makes it even more exciting and worthwhile for me to be a part of this event to know that you are going to be on the stage and not only representing as a part of a hip-hop festival, but just, you know, representing as proud, talented women, you know, and that our young women can look up to you and say, you know what, I can do that too. So I appreciate all of you for coming out to the show tonight, Lady Taze, to Chelsea Richardson, to Akua, to Miss Laura and Kelly. You guys are absolutely amazing.
We're all doing a very good job. I'm getting a couple texts coming in, and one of the texts that came in was from Professor Jay, so I like to call him, and he is so exuberated right now. Very, very good representation.
Yay!
Yeah,
the longer we make Papa Jay's crowd.
Wait, the Queen Felicia Loud, Black Stack.
There you go. Well, you guys, you know, you did us all proud. And again, thank you so much. And I want to thank all the listeners that came out to listen to the show live, to those that were in the chat room, to those that come back and listen to the archives. You know, just help us spread the word. We've got, you know, a little bit more than a week before Dope Emporium 2010 goes down, and it's going to be amazing. You need to see the lineup who's going to be participating, not only just participating, but, you know, hosting to helping us run every little part of this particular event. You know, this is coming out of our pockets. This is being done for you. This is free. It's all age. November 13th at Washington Hall. That is on 14th and 1st. Just come out. Tell everybody. Bring your mama, your grandma. Everybody can come out. It's an all-age event. So, ladies, I'm going to bid you good night. But as we close, I'm going to follow up and close out the show with a Dope Emporium promo just one more time.
Dope, meaning fly, banging, fresh, funky, but ultimately the best the culture represents, the pureness of the art form. English is not our mother tongue, and if we want to chop it up every once in a while, that's our privilege. Let's once again become the cultural custodians of this thing we call hip-hop.
Shaman's on the street, Santonio Van Dennis. Check it out, it's going down November 13th over here at Washington Hall, Dope Emporium. That means nothing but the real, all kill, no fillers, you know what I'm saying? Holler that. Tell your people, all ages, free, Washington Hall, November 13th.
Dope Emporium, come build with these historians.
The plot is simple, wanna see us permanently crippled. Government officials blowing the whistle, after the fact, flood the hood with coke and pistol.
At the age of six, I got my first fix. It was 1986 up on some B-boys.
Pods became a rapping, rap they can't perfect it. Rap Philly with a broken, I'm rapping the cops, their names neglected.
Not consuming this bright light, looming this. Frequencies are tuning us, melting you into human dust.
I show you places in the world where the truth lies, and villains be winning and superheroes really do die.
I come through, we do the whole thing. You wanna see me? You better vote King, cause I gotta
bring music for your soul like rings and black eyed peas. Plus I spit doper than black in an IV.
Washington Hall, November 13th, Dope Emporium, holla back.
Don't miss it. This is Delta 7.
What's happening, y'all?
Signing off live from UPC.
You know how it goes down. November 13th.
Come get it.
It's like this.
Yeah. Raspy.
All right, you heard it right here on Flavor News Radio. Be there, Dope Emporium, November 13th at Washington Hall. Ladies, thank you so much for spending this time with me tonight. I definitely want to have you all come back out, and we can do just individual features on all of you. And, you know, if you got MP3 tracks that you want me to play on any of the shows, I've got a show that's going to be starting in Baltimore, too, just playing Pacific Northwest artists. So I would be honored and proud to play you on my shows. But anyway, well, I'll bid you a good night, and thank you so much again.
Awesome. Thank you. Big up the Black Stack. Peace out, Dave Black.
Hello.